This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome, friends, to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side if you have questions about nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, we are here for you. 844-236-6010, and we want to hear from you. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or even better, if you want to start a home-based business, if you want to be in business for yourself, make your own hours, be your own boss, make as much or as little as you'd like to make, a home-based business opportunity is something you want to take a look at, especially if you like the world of health and nutrition. A home-based business that features health and nutrition and nutritional supplementation is ideal for you. If you like health, if you like nutrition, if nutritional supplementation has helped you in your life, now's the time to pay it forward and make some money at the same time. Start a home-based business. Call 866-735-2470 for more information or click on the Join the Team link. Get brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com. Or criticalhealthnews.com. Also, would like to remind you to check out our two skin health products at chewtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, oil, water, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Chew skin health products. Find out what thousands, actually tens of thousands of customers have discovered over the last two and a half years of us selling our products at chewtreatments.com. All developed in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing. As it turns out, when you heal wounds, you beautify the skin. If you're interested in checking out our Truth Skin Health products, head to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. We've got a very interesting guest coming up the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. Polly Tommy is the executive producer of Vaxxed 2, The People's Truth. Vaxxed 2 is the sequel to Vaxxed. Vaxxed is a movie that connected vaccines to autism. Controversial movie, banned by Amazon and ripped on by politicians. Congressman Adam Schiff was particularly harsh in his criticism about Vaxxed. Vaxxed 2, The People's Truth, is the sequel. And we'll talk to Polly Tommy, who's actually, she's lived the horror of vaccines. Her kid had got autism from a vaccine, and She's traveled around the country to talk to folks, talk to mothers whose children have been hurt by vaccinations. We'll talk to Polly Tommy about her movie, Vaxxed 2, the sequel to Vaxxed, the groundbreaking documentary Vaxxed. We'll talk to Polly Tommy, bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. So, apparently, the CDC has slashed the COVID-19 fatality rate to a fraction
of what they earlier estimated. It's now something like 0.2%. It's gone. It was, they claimed at first that the death rate was going to be 3.5%, 3.4%. Now it's actually somewhere around 0.2%, probably going to be a lot less than that, considering that we don't really know how people are, how the cause of death is determined. A lot of that is arbitrary. A lot of that is politically mandated. You can't really go by statistics. I was reading today the horror statistics. The United States has passed 100,000 deaths due to COVID. How do they know that these deaths are due to COVID? That's really a good question. And anytime you hear statistics being quoted, being reported on the news, the question you need to ask is, how do they know? In fact, the question, how do we know, is something we should always be asking whenever we hear so-called facts. How do we know? How do we know how many people died of COVID? How do we know how many people have COVID? How do we know that it's even a virus? How do we know it's contagious? There's so many questions that we have to ask. And if you are going to be a scientist, and we really need to be scientists about our lives, we need to be scientists about our health. If we're going to be making public policy, we need to make public policy scientifically, based on evidence, based on facts. Anytime public policy or any determination is made on how we're supposed to behave or what we're supposed to be doing in our personal lives, anytime a decision like that is based on speculation, based on assertions, doesn't have evidence, we should all be suspicious. We should all be asking questions. And maybe even we should all be civilly disobedient. That's something everybody's going to have to determine for themselves. But, you know, that's kind of along the same lines of vaccines. What are we going to do when vaccines are mandated, when you're forced to have a vaccine? And it could be very close or may even already be upon us. Next year, you may not be able to fly unless you have a vaccination. You may not be able to get certain jobs unless you have a vaccination. You may not be able to take public transportation. You may not be able to put your kids in school. You may not be able to have your kids take after-school classes. There's all kinds of ways that vaccines are going to be intrusively forced upon us if we don't ask questions, if we don't become scientists about our lives, and if we don't demand that our politicians and our leaders become scientists about how they determine public policy. That's what this whole thing could be. The way I look at it, this whole episode, this whole sordid episode in human history, this COVID scandalous sordid episode, can be an opportunity for us all to wake up. And you know what? It may be that we are all waking up. It may be that at least a part of our culture is waking up to the idea that we have to take our health into our own hands. We've been talking about that on this program. I've personally been talking about taking our health into our own hands for 25 years. I've been talking about on this program for 10 years. You have to take control of your health. How do you take control of your health? Through what you eat, through how you supplement, through how you exercise and how you rest, through mental and emotional strategies. We want to learn to become our own health care professionals. The time of trusting health authorities is over. If we trust health authorities to tell us what to do, if we trust health authorities because they know better than us, then we can't complain when we get vaccinated and our kids get autism, or when a virus hits and we're told we have to stay inside our houses and wear masks. If we feel like our freedoms are being impinged upon by public policy based on our health ignorance, well, then it's time to become health savvy. It's time to take control of our own health. There's a reason why most people who are symptomatic or ultimately die from COVID have other health challenges. It's because if you are obese, if you have diabetes, if you're dealing with an autoimmune disease, if you're on a prescription drug, you are always, always, always going to be more susceptible to infectious or contagious agents that are just an inevitable part of being alive. That's not a reason to shut down the planet. That's a reason to start to take care of ourselves. Yesterday I was talking about my favorite longevity products. We were talking about essential fatty acids, EFAs. If you got to pick one nutritional supplement to take, you could probably, at least near the top of the list, we'll say, it'll be your essential fatty acids, the molecules of inflammation and the molecules of anti-inflammation. Aspirin, Motrin, non-steroidal drugs all work via their modifications of essential fatty acid chemistry. Anti-inflammatory drugs, over-the-counter anti-inflammatory drugs, work by their modulation of essential fatty acid chemistry. Get on essential fatty acids and you may not even need to take your aspirin or your Motrin. Get on essential fatty acids. You may not even need to take your bioidentical hormone therapy. Get on your essential fatty acids. You know, you may not even need your statin drug, because essential fatty acids actually act like nature's statin drugs.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422, or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs, and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com, or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I am pharmacist Ben. Got lines open, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity business, longevity products, health challenges you or a loved one may be dealing with, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. You can purchase Youngevity products by heading to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And you can check out our two skin health products at truthtreatments.com. The reviews keep coming in. We've got now, I think, about a little over 400 five-star reviews in the last 5 months, since January, so about almost 6 months. We got close to 400, a little over 400 five-star reviews. One just came in today from Adriana K. I have tried so many. That was from yesterday. This one's from Selena. We get these every day. Selena says, "I love this cleanser." This is about our peppermint salicylic cleanser. "I use this all over my body. I'm in such love with this formulation. I want good skincare all over, not just on my face. This feels amazing from head to toe. Exceptionally pampering. If I'm using the 5% Truth Retinol Gel, I'll use this only on my body that day and switch to the gorgeous honey cleanser for my face." That's our hyaluronic honey cleanser. Folks, we get these every day. Five-star reviews, and you can just do a little Google search for Truth Treatment Reviews, and you can check them out for yourself. All our Truth Skin and our reviews are up on our website, as well as our products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, and we do have a bunch of specials, too. We have Father's Day specials as well as regular specials up at truthtreatments.com. So before I went to break, we're talking about one of my top 10 favorite longevity supplements, the Ultimate Essential Fatty Acids, which are balanced omega-6s and omega-3s. Reading from the journal Lipids in Health, essential fatty acids and their metabolites could function as natural HMG-CoA reductase, that is statin drugs, and ACE enzyme inhibitors, and anti-arrhythmic, and anti-hypertensive, and anti-atherosclerotics, and anti-inflammatories, and cytoprotectives, and cardioprotective molecules. That's the headline, folks, from the journal Lipids in Health and Disease. That's how many, from October 15th, 2008, by the way. That's, listen to all of these kinds of benefits that you get from one supplement. A natural statin drug, a natural antihypertensive, a natural antiarrhythmic for folks who are dealing with ventricular tachycardia or any kind of arrhythmia for that matter, a natural antiatherosclerotic, that is, it clears the blood vessels. It's a natural anti-inflammatory, a natural cell protectant, and it's a natural heart protectant molecule, a supplement. That's amazing, folks. Remember, my criteria for determining the value of a nutritional supplement is a combination of multifunctionality and non-toxicity. Your ultimate essential fatty acids have zero toxicity and tremendous multifunctionality because they're involved in every single inflammatory or anti-inflammatory process there is. And that is both omega-6s and omega-3s. Sometimes I'll hear nutritionists say things like, "Oh, you don't need your omega-6 fatty acids. Oh, omega-6 fatty acids are everywhere. Don't have to supplement them. Oh, omega-6s are associated with inflammation. Don't use your omega-6s. Well, guess what? You need both omega-6s and omega-3s, and guess what? There's more omega-6s in your body than there are omega-3s, and this, by the way, is especially important for skin health. Dry skin is a classic sign. In fact, all skin issues, sensitive skin, dry skin, rashy skin, flaky skin, all of these are classic signs of essential fatty acid deficiency. Given the fact that the vast majority of people are not supplementing with essential fatty acids, supplementation represents a major area where we can improve our health. And, by the way, fish oil does not contain essential fatty acids. Let's get that out of the way. A lot of folks are taking fish oil, and fish oil is not a bad thing to take, but it's not a source of essential fatty acids. One of the most important factors reasons why essential fatty acids are so important is because they carry an electron cloud with them, literally a cloud of electricity, a cloud of electrons, and this makes them very important for energizing things, especially providing energy to cell membranes. The outside part of a cell, which is the brain of a cell, is largely dependent on the electronic nature, on the electron-dense essential fatty acids, particularly omega-6 essential fatty acids. Omega-3s are more important for the nerves and for the brain and for the eyes. Omega-6s are important for everything else. Omega-3s are more important for anti-inflammation, and omega-6s are more important for the healing, the first part of the healing process, which is inflammation. They're both important, though. Omega-6s and omega-3s, you'll find them in Longevity's Ultimate EFA and Ultimate EFA Plus. And always take vitamin E with your essential fatty acids. Vitamin E has a protective effect on essential fatty acids. All right, get your calls here just a sec. I want to read this from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette this morning, yesterday morning, actually. Pitt study shows brain and stomach connections are a two-way street. It turns out that the brain talks to the stomach and the intestine, the entire digestive system, the entire gastrointestinal tract, and the gastrointestinal tract, in turn, communicates to the brain. This is called the gut-brain axis, and it's a big old circle that runs from the brain to the gut and back to the brain and back to the gut. All of this is to say that we can think ourselves sick or we can think ourselves healthy at the level of the intestine. Thoughts and emotions control how the digestive system functions. And how the digestive system functions, in turn, affects thoughts and the mind. So we can, that means we can approach this from two directions. We can work on our digestive system mentally and emotionally by thinking relaxing thoughts, by thinking positive thoughts, and guess what? By thinking digestive thoughts. While we're eating, if we think about our food, while we're eating, if we think about our digestive functioning, we'll digest and absorb and process our food much more effectively. And at the same time, if we use things like probiotic supplements and digestive enzyme supplements and are careful about the foods we eat, we can affect how we think and how we emote as well. This is a very important connection that represents a PowerPoint for us to leverage our good health without the medical model's interference, for us to leverage our good health from the comforts of our own kitchens and dining rooms. All right, 844-236-6010 is our numbers. Let's say good morning to Jamie in Missouri. What is up, Jamie? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hello, Ben. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. What's going on?
Well, I have had some skin issues my whole life. They've gotten worse as I've gotten older.
How old are you?
I'm 60.
Oh, and you still have skin issues?
Yes. So 4 years ago, I started getting some pustules on the side of my nose. I thought it was related probably to stress. And I thought it was just a pimple when it came up. It was about the size of the end of a pencil eraser. And it was maybe a little bit smaller, but
We're going to run out of time here, James, so let me just ask you this. Do you have any other health challenges?
I'm on longevity. I take all of
No, ma'am. Do you have any other health challenges? Not what you're taking?
No. I have had lots of hot flashes, and I'm having a lot of hormone imbalances.
Anything on your back or in your neck or in your chest, upper chest?
No. You mean like lung issues?
Rashes. Listen, we're out of time. Hey, Jamie, will you do me a favor? Send an email to ben@ksco.com with your phone number, and I'm going to call you back, and I'll take care of you personally, okay? We're just out of time, and I want to help you. Thanks for your call, Jamie. Appreciate it. I'm pharmacist Ben Politomy coming back right after this. Don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protesters in Minneapolis last night gathering and again clashing with police as they protested the death of an unarmed black man who was in police custody at the time earlier this week. This protester saying,
"The most impact it has for me is just a general growing distrust of police and really any kind of authority in law enforcement."
The four police officers involved in the man's death have been fired, but protesters want the four to be charged with murder. Lawmakers in the U.S. House have been voting remotely for the first time. Dozens of members voting by proxy yesterday while also holding floor votes. It was for a bipartisan bill involving human rights abuses in China. About 70 Democrats took part of the proxy voting despite a Republican lawsuit that's been trying to stop it. The rules change approved by Democratic leaders over concerns about the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
President Trump is cheering a Texas court's decision to halt a push for universal mail-in ballots this year. The state Supreme Court blocking that effort, saying that such a decision should be left up to state lawmakers. The Texas Democratic Party and two voters were suing the state in March, saying that the election code did allow voters to declare they had a disability if they believed that social distancing was needed to keep coronavirus from spreading. President Trump has been resisting efforts by several states to insist on only mail-in ballots. The state of Arizona is suing Google, alleging consumer fraud. That state's attorney general says the lawsuit outlines deceptive and unfair practices used to obtain user location data. It's accusing Google of exploiting their users' information to then profit off it in the way of advertising, even when users try to opt out of the data collection. The Basketball Hall of Fame induction ceremony for this year is not going to take place, at least not this year. It will take place next year, as the event was originally scheduled for August 29th at the Massachusetts Museum. Headlined by the late Kobe Bryant, the legendary 2020 class also includes 5-time champion Tim Duncan, 15-time NBA All-Star Kevin Garnett, and former WNBA superstar Tamika Catchings. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We also have a search engine archive page at benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that one up, and all the longevity products are available at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got videos and news stories and blog posts and articles, lots of good health information, all free at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And then don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone, oil, water, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing. But as it turns out, when you heal a wound, you grow collagen. Healing is beauty. You can check out all our healing and beauty products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm very excited to have our next guest on. Polly Tommy is the mother of a vaccine injury patient and also a producer, movie producer. She produced Vaxxed as well as now Vaxxed 2 in addition to other movies. She is a very outspoken and somewhat controversial autism advocate and the founder of the not-for-profit Autism Trust in the UK and the United States. And she's also the editor-in-chief of the world's most preeminent autism magazine, The Autism File, and the co-founder of the Autism Media Channel. That's a lot of stuff. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Polly Tommy. Hello, Polly.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And thank you for being here, and thank you for your good work, and thank you for being so caring about your fellow human beings. I know you did Vaxxed 1, and there was all kinds of controversy about that. It was, I think, Amazon took it off. You can't get it on Amazon, and politicians complained about it, and it was taken out of the Tribeca Film Festival's schedule of movies. So now, why Vaxxed 2?
So I just would like to start by saying, you know, I got into this because of my son, you know, and I was very pro-vaccine, very pro. If you have a medical degree, then, you know, bow down to authority and they know what they're doing. Everybody stay in their lane. And it wasn't until my second child had a seizure from just following one vaccine, the MMR, that that I realized that there was a massive problem. And so when I did Vaxxed 1, it was literally my passion has always been about parents, listening to the parents, warning other parents what happened to my son with just this one vaccine. So Vaxxed 1 being predominantly about the MMR. After we did that Vaxxed film, we traveled around to do the Q&As at the venues, and the parents would come up to me and say, I identified with you and what happened in Vaxxed 1 with your son, but my son or my child or I got affected by this vaccine. And then suddenly I realized that it seemed to be every single vaccine had an issue of some kind. And then when I started looking into the science and the vaccine inserts and listening to these parents for all these vaccines, I realized we were in for a much bigger problem than we even realized. And here's the thing, the more that we traveled, and I had to get a bus in the end because I was spending so much time in airports traveling to different destinations and it was costing a fortune, that we got an old bus and we put Vaxxed on the side of it. And people around the country were just stopping, flagging down the bus and saying, please hear my story, my baby died. So then we got into the death. And so Vaxxed 2 really is born from, what do we do with all these stories? We have to put it in some kind of documentary to warn other parents that it's not just about Billy and the MMR, my son. It's about countless worldwide parents saying, this is what happened to me. So that's why we did Vaxxed 2. And in fact, we're now making Vaxxed 3. So, I mean, this was never intended to be my life journey, but hey, it is what it is.
That's how it goes, yeah. Now, is Vaxxed 2 getting the same kind of pushback by the mainstream that Vaxxed 1 got?
Well, it's interesting because I think the other side, as I call them, learnt that by giving publicity, even bad publicity, which is what Vaxxed 1 got, you know, being thrown out of Tribeca, I mean, initially, as it was gut-wrenching for us as filmmakers, you couldn't pay for the publicity that they gave us from doing that. And so it went viral that this film called Vaxxed, Robert De Niro saying, you have to go and see this film. That made it everybody want to watch it. So they, when they heard that Vaxxed 2 was coming out, they went silent on us. And so the censorship on Vaxxed 2 was extreme and still is extreme. And I think, you know, I have a theory behind this because we're so censored. When we go out live on social media to do parent stories because of this lockdown situation, that's how we're having to do these stories now. We are censored more than anybody, more than Bobby Kennedy, more than any of these big speakers, because they can say, you know, Andy Wakefield, Bobby Kennedy, they're just crazy individuals. But when you have parents around the world with the same story over and over again, they have to stop that because that's not what they want you to hear. They don't want to hear the numbers of this vaccine injury. So yeah, it's much more difficult to for us to promote Vaxxed 2, and I'm sure Vaxxed 3 is going to be exactly the same.
Have you been following the news about potential mandatory vaccinations for COVID and mandatory vaccine certificates, potentially anyway, mandatory vaccine certificates? Are you up on any of that stuff?
Yeah, and the COVID pass that they're trying to put out so that, you know, basically if they get their way. So there's a bill going through, it was called H.R. 666. 6. You can't make it up. Yeah. I mean, who called the bill that? Yeah. But they quietly changed that because of the uproar of that name, and it now has another number. And if this passes, if this goes right through, they will be able to come into your home. They, and please, people listening to this, this is true. I mean, many of you did not think that you would be in lockdown 4 months ago. So they are trying to come and make it that you can't pop, you can't travel anywhere, you can't go anywhere without this COVID-19. And I have to say, from what I'm hearing on that vaccine right now, this has to be possibly the most dangerous vaccine ever made. So, I mean, all we can do is shout out and warn people. The more we do that, the more they take us down on social media. So at least ask yourself that question. Why are these people being taken down? If our film is a pack of lies, if we're talking nonsense, we're not being sued, we're just being quietly taken down.
Now, why do you say this vaccine will be worse than any of the other ones?
Well, from what we're hearing, I mean, obviously there's many different companies that are in the process of trialing this vaccine out. I mean, first of all, fast track and vaccines do not go well together. So that should at least be a warning for everybody else. But with all these different kind of threats of the microchip and the RNA, the DNA as well, and the aborted fetal tissue and the various other things that they're trying to slip in. I mean, we will not be able to talk properly on this vaccine until we know which vaccines are going to be used and we can break down what exactly is in it. But what we're seeing out there is that there is much more sinister than the typical vaccine that we're seeing at the moment. So just I tell you to the people who want to know more, follow Children's Health Defense, Bobby Kennedy, Robert Kennedy Jr., because he is on the ball with this. And if you go to Children's Health Defense and sign up for their newsletter, you will get information on that daily. So that's where I would recommend everybody goes to keep up to date on this.
Okay, now your boy got autism from, was it the MMR vaccine?
Yeah, so basically my son, he had a massive seizure following that vaccine. And, you know, in the insert, it clearly states that seizures are now a common side effect, and apparently it's perfectly normal for our children to have seizures. So yes, and then from that seizure, his brain was injured beyond, we couldn't, as much as we tried to revert that, we couldn't. And so they then gave a label of autism to his brain injury.
Wow.
So I want to make that really clear. It's not that vaccines cause autism. Vaccines cause severe brain injury, and the doctors, the medical professionals
Hang on to that thought. We're going to take a commercial break. We're talking to Paulie Tommy. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Polly Tommy, producer of the movie Vaxxed and Vaxxed 2, The People's Truth, the sequel to the documentary Vaxxed. It opened up November 6th last year, and its executive producer is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Before we went to break, Paul, you were talking about your personal story with your son, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but could you continue, please?
Yeah, I can't remember where I actually got to, but along the line, I mean, I was telling
about autism,
everybody
about,
that, you know...
You were saying how vaccines don't cause autism, and then
yes.
I cut you off.
Yes, and that's really important because we get screamed at. Vaccines, there are no studies to say vaccines cause autism. Okay, so we never said that our children did have autism. You, the medical professionals, gave us that label because you don't know what to do. You can't call it vaccine injury because all hell would break loose. So it's very important people know that one of the most common, as they say, and this is coming from the medical professionals, side effects from these vaccines now is seizures. And I've spoken to so many parents that say when they rush their babies or their young children into hospital with seizures, the medical professionals say it's perfectly normal. It's perfectly normal for these children in this day and age to have a seizure. And one doctor actually even told a parent, oh, don't worry, this is God's way of rewiring your baby's brain. So we're hearing these things over and over again, but some recover from these brain injuries, or some are just a little bit affected. But people like my son, the majority, they are injured for life, and brain injury is very serious. And then they get their diagnosis of autism because they lose many of their skills from these brain injuries. So I really want to put that point across. And another point while I'm on it, they call us anti-vaxxers the whole time, and you can't call us that. We vaccinated our children. We vaccinated ourselves. Mm. So we call ourselves ex-vaxxers. And I just won't go down that label of being labeled an anti-vaxxer, because if I really truly was one, my children wouldn't be injured.
Yeah, and I notice online they call Vax and Vax 2, they say Vax and Vax 2 is based on pseudoscience. I like that term. Have you seen that? That's what I forgot which website where they call it. I think it might be Wikipedia, actually. They call it based in pseudoscience. What do you have to say about that?
You know, look, we never set out with these two films to say that we are scientific experts by any means at all. We are just parents. I'm just a parent that is just getting together with other parents to warn you that this is what happened to us, and we don't want this to happen to you. So I don't care what they throw at us with science. We tried science. We believed in science. We know now that most of the science is funded by... by Big Pharma. So we mm-hmm. follow the money train, and we realize it's corrupt. And our children are injured because we believed in the science. So I don't care what they call us anymore. All I care about is that other parents listen to what we're saying and do their own research, because we didn't have that opportunity.
Do you take the same approach about vaccines, all vaccines like MMR and tetanus, as well as influenza and the polio virus? Are all vaccines problematic, or are there some that you find acceptable? Or is the concept itself of vaccination problematic?
Well, I used to think that, you know, as I was going on this journey even 4 years ago, some vaccines, I mean, who wants polio and all that kind of stuff? But until I went around the world listening to these parents and to these scientists, I have to tell you, there is no such thing as a safe vaccine. And even the manufacturers of these vaccines will tell you the same thing, because they've listed the side effects. And the real, real injuries that happen are in the inserts. And these inserts are not shown to you. You have to get the package with the vial is, and you have to get that insert out and read it for yourself. It goes for the very big. So even the CDC says, unfortunately, that some will be injured. Well, it's not some. It's a great many. So I don't think there's anybody that will tell you truly will tell you that all vaccines are safe and effective, because I can tell you this, all vaccines are not safe and effective.
Yeah.
And while I'm on this subject, I have to tell people there is no such thing as a safe schedule for vaccines either. I've interviewed so many parents that went on the safe schedule, which means they spaced them out. It just takes one vaccine to either kill your child or vaccine injure, like my son. I've spoken to many parents and just one vaccine has taken the life or injured their child. So please, please don't fall for the safe vaccine schedule. There is no safe vaccine schedule.
Which story, your movie is largely interviews with parents and as well as healthcare professionals, but I'm wondering which story had the most impact on you? Whose personal story, aside from yours, of course, had the most personal impact on you?
There was two stories that deeply, deeply affected me. And the first was the first dead baby story I ever did. I mean, it didn't occur to me that babies could die from vaccines. I just didn't have that understanding or knowledge. No one ever told us or warned us of this. And when I met this parent, they're called the Bundys. They're in the Vax 2. And they told us about their four-month-old baby who was born premature. And they went for their four-month checkup. And the doctor told them, if you don't have this whooping cough vaccine, you will be signing the death certificate of your baby, because your baby is so weak, it must be protected against whooping cough. And the parents knew in their gut that this baby was so small. So they questioned and said, can we wait? And the pediatrician said, there's no time. Your baby may die of whooping cough. So they had the vaccines, the four-month vaccines, and they found their baby dead following those vaccines. That really, really affected me.
Wow.
And it was a real eye-opener. And, of course, the Gardasil story.
Yeah.
Colton Barrett, this beautiful 14-year-old boy who went to get a health check from his doctor and was told that if he didn't get the Gardasil cervical cancer, this is a boy who does not have a cervix, cervical cancer vaccine, then his future wife may be in danger of getting cancer. And if he had this vaccine, then he would be able to protect his future wife. Well, Colton never got to meet his future wife because he died. This vaccine crippled him. It looks like an iron lung scenario of what this boy happened to this boy after this vaccine. So yes, very upsetting and very disturbing. And these Gardasil stories go on and on and on. It's the most terrifying vaccine.
The Merck doctors, I forgot his name, actually called it the greatest medical scandal of all time. In the movie. What, you know what I'm talking about? I forgot the guy's name. He was a former Merck physician, and he called it the you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I do know, and I can't remember his name either. Isn't that terrible? go and watch the film, Pete. But yes, I mean, he's not the only whistleblower that we've spoken to. We've spoken to many just absolutely afraid to speak out. But they say this Gardasil HPV vaccine, and it comes under other names as well, if you're being told that your child needs this vaccine, you're being told that it will protect him or her from cancer, this is a lie. And we've even found people that got young girls who had pap smears before that were completely clear and have been diagnosed since the vaccine with cervical cancer. So we're seeing dreadful stories. Young girls going through the menopause at age 16. It's really the most disastrous vaccine that we have out on the market. Or is it? Or is it that they're all bad, but these girls and boys are able to tell us? Someone like my son cannot tell you, or the dead babies cannot tell you what happened to them. So listen to these teenagers that tell you about how this vaccine, Gardasil, has destroyed their lives.
Everybody always points to polio when they want to defend vaccines. Oh, my God, look how we saved the world from polio. Everybody used to worry about it. Now we don't have to worry about it anymore. How do you respond to that about the polio vaccine?
Okay, so I don't waste time on these people because I used to be one of them. I should say, okay, here's what you've got to do. You've got to go and get Dr. Suzanne Humphrey's book. It's called Dissolving Illusions, and it will explain to you the lie behind polio. But for now, I say to people that say that to me, look around you. These children are in wheelchairs. These children are crippled. We have science now emerging that the absolute epidemic of scoliosis is coming now from this polio vaccine. We are seeing, I've interviewed two people with polio, and both of them claim to have got polio following the vaccine. So I ask you, please, do your research, but look at the children that are crippled out there. There's as many people on iron lungs. You want the iron lungs to come back, Polly. The iron lung wouldn't be here today if we wanted it to be here today. We've moved on. They're respirators. They're these breathing apparatus that Colton wears. We don't have those big old computers anymore we wheel out. Technology has moved on. Polio is still here. It never went away. It's just changed the name. Transverse myelitis. You just go and do the research yourself and read Dissolving Illusions by Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, and you will not believe the lie that you've been told about polio. And guess what? I fell for it. After I'd injured my second child with this vaccine, I then vaccinated my baby because I was terrified of polio. Mm-hmm. So don't be me and don't do that. And every single child of mine is vaccinated and has a different degree of injury of some kind.
Polly, thank you so much for what you're doing, turning your personal tragedy into something that can help change the world, hopefully change people's lives for the better. Really appreciate what you're doing. Tell our listeners how they can take a look at the movie.
If you go to vax2.com, you will be able to see the movie on there. And if you have Roku, we have our own channel called Peaks TV. And on there are stories from the road, the film, and other films that have been banned are being uploaded there the whole time. So Roku will not censor us. They promise they won't. So find Peaks TV and watch not just our film, but other filmmakers that have made great, great films on this subject. So educate yourself.
Polly, thank you so much for what you're doing. It's just beautiful work. Really appreciate you, and thanks for coming on The Bright Side. Polly Tommy, producer of the movie Vax 2, The People's Truth, as well as Vax 1 from Cover Up to Catastrophe. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.